Now it's time for Wisdom for Women with Debbie Bryson.
Today's Wisdom for Women is Proverbs 27, verse 21. Fire tests the purity of silver and gold, but a person is tested by being praised. Isn't this a different angle on the concept of refining and testing? We as Christians often think our testing is just limited to trials and hardships, but here we see that the praise and popularity of people can provide another kind of proving ground. It's been said, flattery is like perfume. It's okay to whiff it, just don't drink it. So, what are the dangers of taking the praise of others too seriously and letting it go to our heads? I think the best way to hate it in ourselves is to see how ugly it is in others. It's ugly to be around someone who makes you feel small because they think they are so big or smart or talented. Here's a test. Have you recently heard someone else praised? Someone you know? How did it feel? Did you feel threatened? Did you feel that you needed to say something critical and tear them down? Maybe it's because you only love praise when it's directed toward you. Jesus gave us the best way to shake off this addiction to attention. Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6. And when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you. Meaning, don't look to be noticed and appreciated. Those who do that, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, it's to be in secret, so that your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. This is Debbie Bryson praying that the practical wisdom of God's Word will make you wise.